The Gospel and the Movies is our Advent podcast series where we relate the day's Gospel reading to a film that strikes an Advent note. Selecting the films is Father Peter Malone, MSc, a Melbourne priest who's been writing on film for over four decades. Second week of Advent, Wednesday. The film this time up, Peter, Simon Birch.
Simon Birch is a film that a number of people may not have seen, though it comes on television quite frequently. It's from a book by John Irving, who wrote The Cider House Rules, but is rather different from that. It's called The Prayers of Owen Meany. And it's been adapted for the screen, and to me it's almost a literal dramatisation of today's gospel, where Jesus invites all those who are labour and overburdened to come. He will shoulder our yokes. Now, Simon Birch is a young boy, malformed from birth, very, very small. But he takes up with one of the boys in the town, and they become great friends, and the boy's mother actually looks after them both. But Simon somehow or other sees himself as a saviour figure. He doesn't know how, but he actually causes quite a lot of mischief in many ways. And this is a film designed, I think, for a wide audience, including a younger audience, to watch the story of the friendship of the boys. But towards the end, after some complications, there is a bus accident. And the role of Simon is to help those actually who are to survive get out of the bus when he cannot survive himself. So literally he is shouldering the yoke of the others by helping them to safety and bearing their burdens. And so in that sense, he obviously is a wonderful Christ figure, almost explicitly.
There is a prayer, I say, for Simon Birch. It's the same prayer that he said at my mother's grave that night I found him in the darkness.
Into paradise, may the angels lead you.
In our Advent themes, and it's interesting that this gospel has been chosen in the middle of Advent, that we have to look forward to the coming of Jesus, but he is the one who will help us, and he will shoulder our burdens as well and help us carry them.